Begin the current time, set Pesachim Daphne and Elf, begin Amal Elf, begin the Twist and Master, begin with the Gemara, Iyat Rishoy Latin Bifnein, you now go ahead and permit it in front of them. Just let me explain, what's the halacha? Is this an absolute rule, or are there certain exemptions to that rule? And also, regarding what seemingly is a difficulty regarding our sugya from our Mishnah. Of course, Gemara said that, no, a person cannot go ahead and, even though they're eating, they're making challah from rice, but you can't go ahead and permit it, because if they treat it as forbidden, you can't permit it in front of them. So it's Tayyip's statement to wonder, if that's the case, hey, chit Rebbe Beishan, how did Rebbe go ahead and permit? In Beishan, their custom was to separate maestros. Rebbe came and ate in front of them and not taking maestros, because he held that that's chutzlarts. As the Gemara brings the parakam to chulin, the vav mabeis. So what's difficult is they were treating something as forbidden. So how did Rebbe permitted? We say over here that dvarm hamutarm achim nag ben eser yatur shalatim mifnein. I'll permit in front of them. So b'tirtz Rebbe Nissim b'megillas satarim, a very important concept. He says the high dvarm hamutarm. This they were saying that when there's permitted things, Vachim, Nogam, and Issa, and others treat it as forbidden, that then you now permit in front of them. Hainu, that means Sheyoidim, Sheymutar, they know that it's permitted. But Mahim Ritz and Lachim, Latzman, they want to make it, they want to be stringent on themselves. There, you cannot permit in front of them. Vachim, Mashma, Lishna, Dvar, Mutram, that's also the wording makes sense. Permitted things, that is, they know that it's permitted. Vam, Shenogim, Machmas, Toys, but if they are being stringent because of an error, Shesvurim shuhu aser b'hu mutter, would they think it's forbidden? It's really permitted. Yachalahat b'fneim, then you could permit in front of them. And chemash b'behed b'yishalmi, that was the story in Beishan that they made an error, but here it wasn't an error. Here they just want to be stringent on themselves. Then it says, "Vemtemei, you're going to say in Cain that that's the case. So you tell me that the people of Mechuzah knew that the rice is exempt, and they were just being stringent. So my comments, then why does the Gemara conclude and says, oh, well, if the majority use grain, then you could have the non-kohen, you should have the non-kohen eat the challah rice, this rice that the challah they made out of rice in front of them, because if we don't, they might come to take from what's really exempt, which is the rice, on that which is obligated, which is the five types of grain, so let them know it's not really challah, but keeping the yad, yishu patur, and you just explained to me that they know that it's patur, how could you ever come to this situation of being mafresh min ha patur alachiv? Now that's his test. What you could say is the love kolam yad. They know not everybody knows, and therefore to avoid that problem, you should have the non-kind eat in front of them. But then says so, you're going to say, so the Gemara, like we said, concludes that this, that you cannot permit in front of people that treat as forbidden. Misera as specifically people, as the mashmit sounds like from our conclusion, dafke b'nei hamandino, by people from overseas, or the Kothins, that's what any Rishol Lahata, that's what you cannot permit in front of them. But in front of sages, wise people, or not in front of them, then you could go ahead and permit that which, even though they treat as forbidden. But it says to us a critical question, we give you the stringent place that you came from and the place you went to, and if this place they treat as forbidden, if that's a minigam makam, so how could you go ahead and permit it? Baimaridari says, the Masnit Nairi Beminik Chashuv. Our Mishnah that says that you have to go according to the custom of the place is talking about a Minik Chashuv, a distinguished Minik, Shenhigal Bita Api Tamid Chacham, which was instituted by Talmudic scholars. That's where you have to do the Minik Amokam. Vachamayri Shenogu B'nei Abedin Ma'atmayri Tum, which is the common people. This is something that they had the habit of doing, and that you don't have to follow. Vachinhadu Demaisi, all these cases the Gemara brings later on, that they really could have permitted it, it just didn't want to do it in front of them, was again, it's where the people had done that. And Tosfos points out that you have to say the Asr de l'kamon, this that Rabbi Bachana ate these fats which are permitted in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the place that he went to in Bavel, that Kim lay, that obviously the Gemara knew to have a minik chashuv, that was a chashuv minik through the sage, and therefore the Gemara asked on him, how could he have eaten it in the place that he went to where it was forbidden, because that was a minik chashuv. But if it's not, then you don't have to keep the minig hamakom. Now, the Ri is topic, but the Ri was in doubt, the minig she'en chashuv. Okay, so regarding a minig that's not a chashuv one, that we're saying that yuchoyim lahat b'fnei tamid chacham, that you could permit at law, if it's not in front of the general population, that you could do in front of a tamid chacham, im yochel lahat to lehem, the question, the doubt that he had was, could he permit it for them? In other words, like the Gemara sounds like later on, They didn't want to tell them. You were permitted. Ah, that was Mishum Dibnei Hamadina. There's a cause they consider the people of the lands over there as Kuthians. But for the students, for Tamidicham themselves, Mash Mashoy Amir Motar Matan, that he could tell them, you are permitted. Or maybe, says the Ri, Yochel Hatla Atzm Bifneim. But Allah is telling us, he could permit himself in front of them. That's what is permitted. Avol lohem in the ochlat, but for them he cannot permit it for them. And this is what we were saying. He didn't want to tell them you permit it. In other words, this that you're being stringent. It's not because it's really forbidden. Rather, it's because for a foolish custom. And therefore, when he's in front of Tamid HaChacham, he would permit it for himself in front of them, but not that he could permit it for them. And that was his doubt. He wasn't sure how far does that go. Is it only for himself in front of them, or he could even tell them that you are permitted? So this was one approach regarding the question we had asked, that on the one hand, it sounds like that you could go ahead and in our Mishnah we said that if you're going to a place which is mokum shahalach l'sham, you have to have the chumrah. So that place had a difficulty. Well, then why do we say that? How can we say that? It sounds like in front of Tamid HaChachamim that you could permit in front of them, even though no gubem iser. It's lamakim shahalach l'sham. So we had said the Ri's approach. Now Tais being the Rashbam, he says the like kasha misni. No, it's no difficult from Mishnah. Could the Rav Ashi the mukim misni? And first of all, Rav Ashi, he explains our Mishnah bein dait lachzer, that where his intention is not to go back to the place that he came from. Oh, so then you could say that, oh, this that we say by Tamid HaChacham, he loved him in front of them, is when his intention is to go back, that he doesn't have to keep their custom. Ubukutai, and that's what we're saying, but regarding Kuthin, even if he intends to go back, it's still going to be forbidden. Ula bai demukan emile ben mavel aritzon, according to Abai, that he explains that when you're going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, that's where you have to keep their minhagim. Avon Eretz Yisrael Babel, but from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, then we do like them, and therefore they're allowed to keep their minig. So you could say that this is what we say about the bin Nacham, that you could permit in front of them. Again, this is talking when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Whereas the book of Toy by Kathins, I feel like Eretz Yisrael to Babel, even from Eretz Yisrael to Babel would be forbidden. And these cases that we bring are Havam Eretz Yisrael to Babel, are from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, where that's what we're saying. In front of the Chacham would be permitted, but it's only by the Kathins and the Bnei Medina where then it's going to be forbidden. Chenek says to Masav, "Wins words the Gemara. Kivin danan kafin lehu v'chulik. Since we're subservient to them, oh, so the Gemara says that then you don't have to go as the stringencies of the Malkum Shahalach L'Sham when it's from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, which basically explains why is this not difficult from a different Gemara? Because Kashra Bantam, Bantam finds it difficult to pick up in the Sanhedrin in the first Berakah and end of Haman out. The Gemara says if someone wants to become a dayan, a judge, and make a mistake that he wouldn't have to pay." So he has to get permission from the Nasi to adjudicate a court case, which Amad Gemara says, Pshit, it's obvious, Mahachal Hasam, from over here in Babel to there in Eretz Yisrael, Mahani, so then it's going to be effective, the permission he got from the Nasi in Babel, even to be a dayan in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Hachal Shevet, here in Babel, the judges are considered as a Shevet, as a scepter. Asa Machaikik, there is just like a stick, which is a lower level of leadership. Mashman and Babel Adivis. It sounds like that the halachas of Babel are greater. So how are we saying we're subservient to them? So that materials Rabbi Taman says depends. The Hanamili Lafkui Mamina. The Gemara said that is talking about regarding extracting money. For that, in Babel they had a stick. But regarding halachas of what's permitted, what's forbidden, and for smicha, for being an ordained rabbi, b'nei Yitzhak Difi, those in Yitzhak, they were better, shalom and Torah, because they were learning Torah in the masses. And so to Bamin, the Gemara says, b'nei Yitzhak, and Kofnet Chesman Pesach, b'nei Yitzhak Machkim, it's the ear of Yitzhak that makes someone wise, and therefore, it's regarding that we're saying that we are subservient to them. The next is, must begin with the Gemara, b'din kavasayu, we do like them. Jesus explains, they really should have said a different wording, that, loy avdi kavasayu hablamim. The difficulty is because Abdin Kabasaihu, we do like them, sounds like that we're coming to say that the people of Babel do like them, like Eretz Yisrael, but that's not the case because they were talking about B'nai Yitzhak, that they do like them, and not like we do like them, that they do like them. So the Rambam says, of the kavasai, which really the Gemara says, of the kavasan, should have said that they don't do like us. But so then, why is the wording the way it is? That's the Tosfos. Mishum parakam the chulin nakar hachi. It's because of the in chulin for yitchesma base. The kamahas and the Gemara says of the kisal grab zero and zero. And ab achum agreemus to Rabbi Shmuel. He ate the halacha of what according to Rabbi Shmuel. There's a halacha of agrama, which is now go out from a certain area in the place where there's shechita, where Rabbi Shmuel say that that's forbidden. So in Bavel, they would treat that as stringently, but it's all they were lenient. So the Gemara says that when Abzeir went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he did the minig hamakom and he ate the meat that went out of that area of what Rabbi Shmuel permitted to be done. Oparach, the Gemara says, but lastly, Abzeir doesn't Abzeir hold nice and love chomer makom mechulu that you have to have the stringency of the place that you left from, and he's coming from Bavel. Shani Abai, my answer is Hanimil mechulu. When did we say that a person has to keep those stringencies, etc.? I'm the Bavel Eretz Yisrael, but when you go in Bavel Eretz Yisrael, even that non-caffeine loses, we're subscribing to them. Abdini Kavasai, we do like them, even like their leniencies. So since over there the wording was appropriate to say Abdini Kavasai, we do like them, which sounds like, yeah, we Bavel take on them and hug him. So because it says like that over there, so therefore over here, Argum also says, but really it's supposed to be that they do them and hug him, not that we do them and hug him. Chenek says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Rabbi Chana, Daite Lavzav. His intention was to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Which says, comes out. First Tosis points out, he says that Ubechulin, the Gemara Chulin that we brought before, the Rebzera went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't even keep the stringency where he came from Bavel, which the question was, what do you mean, doesn't he have to keep the stringency of the place that he came from? So Nami, there also, the Gemara differentiates between if his intention is to go back or not to come back. Mitash Rebzera answers that in Taita Lachzav, his intention was not to go back. So therefore, he didn't have to keep those stringencies. So it's Tosis Ketzas Kasha, it's a little bit difficult. The Hashtal and Stodden, it comes out that our Mishnah are on different angles. In other words, this they would say that you have to keep the stringency place that you came from and the place that you go to. It's not an absolute rule because V'chumri Makam Shiyatzim Misham, it comes out that when you have to keep the stringency place that you came from, it's B'dayt Lachs, we intend to go back. V'chumri Makam Shalachim, and the stringency of the place that you go to is only in B'dayt Lachs when you don't intend to come back. So it comes out interestingly, it's not really an absolute rule, it's actually either or. It's one is going to be, which is really the same thing, but it's in absolutes. When you don't intend to come back, then you don't, but when you do intend, then you do. And Tosis does not answer that question.